The Super Ugly Show is up and running.
Hell yeah. Thank you,
Matt. This is the Super Ugly Show.
Hello. Everything in my life now, it kind of like, you know, I guess I'm going to have to let this off on Tuesday because this is my therapy.
That's, yeah, I'm with you.
This is the kind of conversation that
That's what you get.
This is the juicy stuff. All you people that watch are fucking derelict, unintellectual, fucking idiots, and I love all you.
I fucking love you jerks.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know how we do. We want to keep you happy.
We're going to make you happy.
And if you have that much of a problem with all this shit that's going on, be Amish. Like, why even step foot into any kind of public if you're going to be offended by everything?
Let's do this. Me and you, bud.
He said that he wished my plane crashed.
Who said that?
You did.
Did I?
Yes.
He just wanted to enjoy the entertainment of people's misery. We all do. It's fun.
Dude, you're the biggest asshole. I love you, though. I really do.
It's a nice day, and the butterflies are flying around. I love
You just put Scarface and Harry and Henderson in the same fucking bracket. Am I going fucking insane? Am I fucking nuts? Am I in a fucking nut house right now?
What up, what up, what up? It's Tuesday night.
Just say this.
Super Ugly Show is here with y'all. How y'all doing out there?
Don't do that. Don't say it like that.
How y'all doing?
Don't say that.
Why not?
I don't know. This is stupid. You're not. You are from Texas, but it's fucking still.
FNA, I am.
Stupid.
FNA, I am.
I wanted to talk to you about a few things that can actually help maybe a couple people, and it can actually hurt a couple people also.
Well, that's what we do here, Rich, at Super Ugly Show. We save lives.
All right. Now
we're known for that. Like people, we're synonymous with it. People think Super Ugly, they think life saving.
True. Now, I wanted to bring up because you know we have this whole shutdown. The whole world, the whole America is all shut down and everything. A lot of stocks are down.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of taking some money and putting it where. You know, I want to invest some money. That's the point I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
What you know, as far as investing on the right move, you know, like certain things are done right now and they're not really at its peak, like say like an airline. You know, if they're not going out of business, that airline's going to skyrocket up. I put some money on an airline. Airlines go up and going. I take my money. I'm good, no?
You would like to think, but, you know, the stock market is fickle. It's a funny, funny game. If it was that easy, everybody would do it.
But I'm saying there's certain things that aren't going on right now
and
that
in an
will
airline,
be.
Yeah, but in an airline also, you have to remember, even with them down, one of their stocks is still like $50 to $100. You know what I mean? Like you're not spending cheap money, so you're buying an insignificant amount of stock.
Yeah.
You know,
but knowing that it's not going to go out of business.
Yeah,
you know, like
but that's
certain
like,
companies are that, not going to go out of
that's
business.
It's like buying stock in Disney and Netflix, though, unless you're really...
I heard Boeing has been around for like fucking 100 years. Like, that stock is not going out of business. I heard that is
well,
a
well, because they build parts for planes, and they're like number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so. I heard that they're coming out with some new shit. So I started asking around, and they were like, people that know about stocks were like, that sounds like a good, you know, a good investment.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was into other conversations, but I'm like, you know, this this should be maybe an opportunity that, a dumbass like myself
could make a few shekels.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you would like to think. But, you know, like I said, the stock market's a funny fucking game. And, you know, one day it's up and the next day it's down and you start panicking and, you know.
Yeah. But, like, you would have to leave it in there. You know, you have to have money that you could say you can't touch.
It's like going to Vegas and, you know, you can't walk in with $2,000 and go, I'm scared to lose this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going in to play with it, you're going in to play with it. Yes. So you got to be willing to lose it.
Is there anybody that is in, is there any stockbrokers listening right now? You can call in, actually. The number is 631-317-2277. Let me know how my Boeing stock
What do you think
sounds.
Of the people protesting? The stay at home and...
The people that want to go back to work that are protesting? Or
just
the, ones
the people in general. Just the protests in general.
If you're... If, all right, I don't like protesters, but if it's people that don't usually protest...
Well, what are you,
if
a communist? You don't like protesters?
No, it's not that... It's
usually the people,
the people
doing it are shitty people.
Yeah, they're annoying.
Yeah, they're annoying shitty people.
But
yeah.
if it's like to go back to work, I believe I would be out there protesting to go back to work. With precaution, of course, but
yeah,
I want to go back to work.
But I mean,
I'm
some of these
of
protesters are out there in masks and gloves, and it's like if you think it's not even safe enough to be out there protesting without coverage,
yeah,
then maybe you shouldn't be out there protesting.
Yeah.
Like maybe this thing seems pretty legit to you, at least, because you're in mask and gloves.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's just ridiculous. Like, if you're going to be out there protesting, be out there with no gloves, no mask.
Why?
Why? Because you're saying that it's safe to go to work and it's safe to open up. So if it is, then it's safe to protest without a mask and gloves.
Yeah, but it's safe to go to work, say, with mask and gloves. Why do they have... They don't have to protest without it. That's stupid.
My point is, though, if you think it's safe enough for jobs to be opening up and restaurants
I
to
do.
Be opening up... And all that stuff, then you shouldn't be protesting in a mask and gloves. You should think it's safe enough to protest also.
No, well, I think for me, I want to go back to work. I think I should be back at work wearing a face cover and a pair of gloves.
See, and that's all fine. But, like...
I need to go back to work,
I understand
dude.
That, Rich. I know. But you have to think big picture. Like, you're not the only person in the world. You know what I mean? And I get it. You know, money's tight and you need money. I get that. You know, I sympathize with that. But think about how quickly this shit spreads. You know what I mean? Like, we need
it's fast.
Yeah. So one guy in the shop ends up getting it and he doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
You are like, you need to be careful too. You're in your 40s, but your body type, you're probably closer to in your 50s.
I don't know. My buddy got it, Rinzoli, and he's a mess.
Yeah, but everybody's different.
I don't get that stuff.
And I don't mean to put you down. I just mean bigger guys, your body ages harder.
Yeah.
Is what I mean by that. I don't mean like you've treated your body badly, but you kind of have. But
yeah. Doug Fox, don't ever invest in an airline. It is smart to invest, he says, but not in an airline. I don't think an airline, but like I said, Boeing is a company that makes the big fucking planes, and they have parts.
I know a few people that work for them.
Good
pensions. They did.
Yeah. So I think that, I don't know, I just think a stock like that
not
would be
Boeing,
fucking
I'm sorry.
Smart.
Grumman. That's the other one.
Grumman. Like, what's Grumman doing right now? You know, I want to talk to some people that know what the fuck they're talking about, because I want to take like five and I want to throw it in there, man.
Yeah, I did that. Remember a couple years ago with the weed thing? And,
yeah,
you know. You watch it and you're like, oh, this is great. And then you watch it start going down and you're like, fuck, my money's shrinking.
Yeah, but this is different. This is a shutdown where a lot of things are not in play. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, so when we open back up, these things will go back. Like, that's the kind of stock I'm thinking.
Or
of.
Someone could fall and someone could take over.
Yeah.
Because that also happens in these times where someone gets hit heavy.
Yeah.
You know?
But the name still stays, though, usually.
Sometimes. And sometimes
if it's
it
a big enough name.
Yeah. And but even if it is.
Like, Boeing or Grumman is not going anywhere.
Like, so the competitor will buy it out and be like, I want to destroy this.
Yeah.
The name is done. We'll open it up as a new name and fucking start from scratch rather than I fuck this company.
Yeah.
You know, people do that. Look at Vince McMahon. He bought every fucking wrestling company there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, people get spiteful, especially in that fucking world.
Yeah.
Like that corporate world, I mean, not, you know.
And you don't know what's going on and what they're planning. Like, they plan it for them to make the money.
Exactly.
Not anybody else. I understand that.
You know, you're the little guy, bro. You're there to lose your money.
No, I know. But just imagine if you was to able, just imagine if you put a couple of Fazools on fucking Amazon.
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta be right there at the right time.
If you would have took 5,000 and put it on Amazon back then... You would have at least...
Multi-billions. Multi-millions.
You'd be fucking sitting so nice, dude.
Yeah, absolutely you would. That's why Jeff Bezos is so fucking rich. That guy got hit for half his money, and it didn't even affect him. He got hit. He was had $78 billion. His wife took half, and he's like, nah.
Yeah.
Still got 40-something billion.
It's not big deal. I got a couple in
and,
the back.
And I'm still Amazon. You know what I mean? I got money. My shit's still coming in. Amazon is a monster like we've never seen before.
Yeah. It's almost, because it's so expensive, it's, well, it's almost worth still buying it.
It's killed stores. Amazon has single-handedly wiped out Toys R Us, CD stores, fucking video game stores are next.
You know what's fucked up? Amazon, I looked at the Amazon stock, and right when this whole thing happened, it dropped, and then it fucking skyrocketed.
Everyone's like, home ordering.
Yeah, so I fucking, like, why? Like, ugh, like, when it fucking dropped, I should have fucking threw it down then, and then just know that it was fucking
everyone's home. They're ordering right now.
So it dropped like a lot, and then it went skyrocket past what it was, and then doubled. And it's like, fuck, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. But again, Amazon's another one of those stocks where you got to drop bread.
I know.
To make money.
I know. You want one stock. It's like 5,000 a stock.
I don't think it's that
so
high.
So
but
you buy two
stocks. Fucking high. You know?
You buy two stocks.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like, yeah, I'm part owner of Amazon. I got two stocks.
Yeah, you walk around in the place like, yo, who the fuck? Clean this fucking thing up. They're like, yo, who are you?
This guy's right. But which oil company is going to be the king? Oil is down to under a dollar a barrel. Like, oil is ridiculously fucking low right now. Like, it is crazy. They're having some kind of pissing war in Russia and the Middle East over oil.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck is going on exactly, but it is fucking crazy how low oil prices have gone.
So, Rodney, we got to figure out what are we buying here, bro?
But a lot of people are going to go out of business because of this.
Yes. And that means if you put your money on that stock, you lose it.
Like, I think the bigger dogs are doing this purposely to knock out all the little dogs and then take over their shit.
U.S. Petroleums and all
whatever
that.
It is, they're fucking doing something and dropping these prices like crazy for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what, but we're gonna find all of this.
Yeah.
Like
you
everything.
Know, you know
that's
what's
going
funny
on.
Though? Oil will bounce back in time, of course. You know, but in my luck, like all of a sudden, like some new solar play,
like
will
Elon
happen.
Musk's things will become like $10 a car. suddenly electric. Yeah. Or that water car guy fucking, they find his blueprints and they create the water car.
Yeah, and then I'm fucked. Thanks a lot for the fucking tip.
That Rodney. Water car story is so fucking crazy.
Is it?
That you? We've talked about it before.
On
here. There was a guy, I forget his name, and he created a fuel cell that runs on water. Like you could piss in it, you could put snow in it, you could put any liquid in it.
Yeah.
And it'll run. And like one fill up will take you like 2,000 miles. And you'll never have to replace it. Like, the fuel cell will last forever.
Okay.
So you could essentially just have a car forever.
Yeah.
And he had an interview on his, like, local...
did he get murked?
Hold on. Had an interview on his local news station. And he's like, yeah, you know, I created this thing. And he's showing it off. And he's like, the government's really into it. The Pentagon contacted me. And a couple weeks later, he's in a restaurant. He gets up. He screams, I've been poisoned. Something's wrong. Fucking dies.
No.
The brother goes to his garage like a day or two later. The garage was ransacked. All his shit was fucking gone. Everything
Get
was gone.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude. It's a crazy fucking story. You got to look into it.
That's
fucking
so fucked.
Because it would have, think about it. The fuel industry, the car industry, he could potentially wipe out two major industries with his one invention. And no one, I mean, people I'm sure can invent it again, but who's going to fucking do it?
Yeah. Wow. That's so fucked
up. I mean,
up.
People are going to buy new cars anyway, but you would keep them longer now, you know?
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But think about
that. And people knew that he did that, and he was on the news, and still.
And they still murked
they
him.
They fucking still
they
killed
still
him.
Still fucking murked him.
That's so fucked
Dude,
up.
Dude, and the crazy thing is, too, like, right? So say you're driving that car, and you start in California, and you're driving, you drink a couple drinks, you and your buddy.
Yeah.
You drink a few drinks, you run out of gas. Oh, let's piss in the tank.
Yeah.
The two of you piss in the tank, you'll probably fill it up.
Yeah.
Not fill it up, but, you know, you'll get a decent amount to fucking wear your next thing.
Get a couple hundred miles out of
easily.
It.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if you're drinking beer.
Well, you know, I don't know if we're doing that.
Well, you're drinking beer now, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not
you
driving,
piss a
though.
Lot.
I'm not driving, though.
Yeah, but if in this invention.
We'll say it's like the 70s or the 60s where the cop would look the other way. And like, all right, just keep them low there, guys. What a crazy time to
Invest
live in back
in
then.
Invest in cardboard manufacturing. It's cheap and it won't go under. That's not a bad...
Hemp is another good industry to get into right now because it's still early in the game, and they're going to be gigantic because hemp you can make literally everything and anything with, and it lasts forever. It's such a durable product.
Yeah, but you don't know the company.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, we don't know. You know, so
and you've invested in that, and you're still waiting on your return on that, too.
Me, I pulled everything out. I didn't invest in hemp. I invested in marijuana companies.
And you pulled it out.
I pulled it out. Yeah,
did you get your money back or no?
Yeah, I broke even, but it was fluctuating too much, and I didn't like the way it looked. And things started dropping, and I was like, you know what? I don't know where this is going, and I'm not into investments like that enough to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it.
So why didn't you put it into something that was a little solid?
Because I wanted to invest in pot.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, it's a new industry. So somebody's going to become victorious in that group.
Yeah.
And the ones I invested in, it's probably going to be one of those companies.
Now, after you pulled your thing, did one shoot up that was...
They're still the same? Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. At least you made a good choice on pulling it for now.
Yeah. But the problem is I got a couple other people into it.
You did?
Yeah. But hey, they're grown people. You know, I didn't put a gun in your head. I just told you what I was doing.
Yeah. Is their money still in it?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to them about it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think if any of you guys hear of anything, or you guys, whatever, I mean, the investing thing is something to think about for everybody.
You know what industry? Two industries that I think of that are like doomed, even after this happens. One, maybe not, because men are stupid, and once they get that fucking horny button going, you know, but strip clubs.
Okay.
Think about strip clubs. Like, those are, like, it's contact. Like, it's a lot of contact.
Yeah, but look at the people that go to...
Exactly. I mean, dirty, grimy motherfuckers.
No, I mean, but they're not going to care. I mean, come on, let's be honest.
No, I know, but then, you know, once shit breaks out in there and everyone starts getting it, it doesn't matter. The place is shut down anyway.
It's like, yeah, my prostitution business was great until fucking COVID-19 came along.
I'm sure. But look at that stripper Uber Eats thing. The strip club shut down, and then they started doing strippergram, like Uber Eats.
Really?
Where the strippers deliver your food, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but, great idea. Like, you would have to think, I mean, like I said, there's going to be the creeps and the pervs that'll risk it, you know? Yeah. But your regular people that are like, hey, let's go to the strip club, your every now and then type of people, most likely won't. You know, like, it's a risky thing. It's a very risky thing.
For somebody like, I don't know, for somebody like me, if I was to go there once in a while for a beer, I would not be going there.
Yeah, or like a bachelor party. They might think differently now. They might be like, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be around now. Let's go golfing instead.
Yeah, well, you know, let's go gambling or whatever, you know. Yeah. But, and then the...
Boober Eats, Ronnie said.
That's what it was. That's what it was. It was Boober Eats. But, and then the club industry. Because the club industry, you're packed in like sardines, and you have all walks of life in there, and everybody is brushing up against each other.
Kershaw got into that, the club owning, you know, doing like, you know, big parties at big places. That's got to fucking hurt, man.
Jay, who was on a couple weeks ago, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
It's his life, you know, and all his gigs got shut down.
That's fucked up, man. It's fucked. It's like my story. I'm fucked for now. But once they reopen the barbershop thing, we're going to be flourishing. Mm. I mean, we're going to be fucking...
People are dying for haircuts. Yeah. I see it all over social media.
And it's going to be... they're probably going to be like, all right, you can go back to work. It's got to be on an appointment basis where, you know, one customer in the shop at a time can't have the place flooded, which is understandable.
One customer per chair, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And nobody waiting, you know, no walk-in type of
thing. All right, but what are you going to do in the winter? Let's say breaks in the wintertime, and now everybody, well, you expect people to stand outside?
No, well, you set up like a car thing, you know, you could do like a...
Buzzer. Like out back.
You could do something like that, yeah, or you just do a simple call, like, all right, you're ready, come on in, and...
I mean, yeah.
You know, you got to work around it. It is what it is.
Yeah, I get that. But a lot of people don't want to be inconvenienced that way.
Of course.
A lot of people would rather not.
I want to go back to work. I will do whatever it takes, too. If that means I have to have somebody sit outside until they're ready to go, then that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how bad people want haircuts.
Oh, dude, like I said, it's all over social media. Like, you're seeing people give haircuts, and you're like, oh, no. Like, a guy at my job yesterday, he got a haircut, right?
Okay.
And he, in the job, he's one of the bosses, so he got a job in the job. And his son did it for him.
Okay.
So they come out, and they're like, Rock, how's it look? Now, I've been around haircutting for fucking 20-something years now, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and you're around the best.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking at immediately line, boom. I'm like, but, you know, like, there's nowhere else to go right now, so I'm like, for an amateur, it's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, like,
why didn't you just call me and tell me to go up there?
Because there's people that just don't want to do that. You know? But I'm like, for an amateur, it's not bad. You know, I mean, some spots were kind of faded.
But I have a number. My buddy, you know, that's what you should have said.
But there was a line, and as the kid who did the cut, he's looking around, and he's like, there's one line. I'm like, yeah, I saw the line. I was just trying to be nice at it. You know, you guys are kind of in a position here where you're kind of stuck where you are. So then I see him. He's trying to fix it. I'm like, stop trying to fix it. You're just going to keep making it worse. Yeah. So I'm like,
Now, since you, all right, you're my best friend. I am one of the nicest cutters
In
New York, on Long Island. If you was to look at my work, you could compare it to the top 10%, and it's right there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think if he gave you the buzzer?
No.
Now, do you think that you could get it better than what he did, or close to?
Only because I know of the opening and closing of the Clippers, but I don't know if they had the right Clippers either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could think, you know, on enough tries, I can kind of figure it out. Not, you know, get it perfect, but I know that, you know, you're supposed to, like, so say they want a 4 to skin, right? You start at the 4, closed, and then open, and then down to the 3, right?
Well, you wouldn't, if you was to start with the 4, that it would be the 3 open.
All right, my bad. Yeah. So the 3 open, and then closed, right? And then 2-1?
You could do that. Hopefully the clips would go into each other for you to do that.
Yeah,
but I
kind of have somewhat of an idea. Like, yeah. I wouldn't be going in there completely blind, but I'm not saying I could be able to pull it off either.
Yeah,
I would constantly be doing this and being like, I can get it better. You know?
But you'd be bringing it up, but... you're on Super Ugly. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up? Hey, Rob.
Yeah, it is me.
What's up, brother?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. When it picked up, you guys were talking technical stuff, so I was like, oh, man, did I get a weird message or something?
No, we're talking about haircuts and how nobody's getting haircuts and people are dying. Yeah.
I was asking to see if Rocky could pull off a haircut if he needed to because, and he's been around the barbershop thing a lot since me and him are friends like that. Would he be able to pull off a haircut just going into it?
And think about this. I've been around you cutting for, let's say, 20 years about, right?
Yeah.
How many times have I asked you?
Cuts.
Yeah, but and how many times have I said, "Hey, how do you do this?" You could be honest.
Not too many, but you have asked certain things, or looked at certain things and asked. And
like
then,
I'll look at the buzzers and stuff, but I don't think I've ever been like, "How do you fade? What do you do with it?" Like I don't think I've ever asked you an actual hair cutting question.
Yeah,
I don't think ever.
No, not too much.
I would be willing, because I do need a haircut, I would be willing to do the experiment to see if he could give a proper men's cut.
No, we're talking fades, dude. Like a 4 to skin.
Yeah. Well, I want to see how he would perform a skin fade.
Hey, listen, I was going to say, literally, I don't care. Hair grows back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see that skin fade.
As long as you don't shave, like, weird logos in my head, I'm okay with it.
Well, I was going to put a Jordan symbol in there, but now you ruined the surprise.
Talking about that, right?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Rob, do you got anything you want to specifically get into before we get into something else?
No, I just wasn't sure what you guys were talking about, and I'm always down for any conversation. So,
well, right now it's the Last Dance.
What do you got on the table?
Right now, next up is the Last Dance. It's the Bulls documentary. ESPN and Netflix are presenting. It's going to be on Netflix after it airs on ESPN, and it was like co-produced by the two of them. But it's airing on ESPN Sunday nights, 9:00, 2 episodes back to back. This week was the first 2, and it's been a while since I've watched the GOAT. And if anyone wants to argue that, go fuck yourself. There's one GOAT in basketball. It's Michael Jordan. If you can't accept that, you're just a fool. Yeah. Like, let's be honest. You're a fucking fool, or you're delusional, and I don't know what's wrong with you, but you're a fool. Yeah. And I haven't watched, like, clips of this guy play in forever. And even though I've seen him hundreds of times, I'm watching these clips and watching this guy.
Like, holy shit. Like, you just first seen it for the first time.
You're just amazed by what he could do. And like, even the airtime. Like, there's something extra with Jordan. Like, there's that extra, like, split second that he could stay in the air longer than everyone else. It's so,
like,
fucking weird.
Somebody lands, and then he's there, and then he lands. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's that extra.
And the way he was able to do these maneuvers in that last split second and pull shit out, not out of his ass, because it was all the time.
But he would make shots when he jumps. On his come down of the jump, he would make the shot, which is incredible.
Dude, there's plays, and you can go and look these up if you just put in like Jordan's greatest shots or whatever, where the guy is literally holding both his arms down, purposely fouling him, and he still flicks it, gets it in.
You see the guy
defending him, being like, are you fucking kidding me?
What the fuck?
He's like, no matter what I do, this guy's going to fucking score. Yeah. And that's the difference between...
And they used to maul him, too. They used to fucking maul him.
And that's the difference between... LeBron and Kobe Bryant, I'll accept as an argument for the, but it's not. It's still Jordan. But when it comes
I agree with you on almost all of that. As a matter of fact, I agree with you on everything. Michael Jordan changed the game.
Yeah,
that's the big difference.
It's a huge difference. It's everything.
Everybody who came after him, are there players that can do what he did and then more? Yes.
There's not players that can do more.
But then it elevated the game.
Yeah.
What he did elevated the game.
He changed the way it was played.
Everybody emulated and copied him. Kobe is a copy of Michael Jordan.
Kobe is Michael.
It's an extension. It's an extension of Michael Jordan's skills.
But to be fair, Rob, Jordan wasn't the only person to change basketball. Dr. J changed basketball. Will Chamberlain changed basketball.
Of course not.
There's a few of them.
But the impact...
There were major people who did major things. But Jordan changed the way the game was played.
Yeah, as a whole.
Because after him... there were a slew of people, including Kobe, who watched him, studied him, did what he did, and then pushed it.
Even
and
down so to the facial reactions.
Well, Kobe's jump shot, everything, the tongue out, Kobe
the
was
facial features of it, their form.
And to be fair, he did it almost just as good as Michael. Like
he was just as good, he wasn't the innovator.
There's also the other thing about Kobe and Michael that's the same that LeBron doesn't have.
What, defense?
No, there was no losing in their game. The losing was not an option to those two. They did everything and anything in their power to make sure that they were playing at the highest level and that their teammates were playing at the highest level. There's parts in this thing where Jordan's pissed off at his teammates. One guy's like, they're about to win a title. And the guy reaches over to Mike. He's like, hey, and the game's not over yet. And Jordan looks at him. He's like, it's not over yet. Like, don't fucking congratulate me. Yeah. He's like, we didn't win shit yet. And that's the mentality of him. Yeah. Or when they were losing and he goes into practice and he's fucking ripping everybody apart. Everybody apart. Because they're not playing to what he expects you to. Like, if you're playing with Michael Jordan, there's no excuses. There's no fucking excuses.
Yeah.
When you're at that level and you're playing with someone as great as him that expects 100% out of everyone because he's giving you 100%. You give 100%. And if you're not going to, fuck you. There's someone else who will.
Get out of his way.
What championship game was it that he showed up with 102?
The flu game.
103, right?
Versus Utah.
And
one of his best games ever.
You see that kind of commitment, that's another level.
Dude, Jordan in that game, in between like plays and like during timeouts, he was running to the garbage pail and throwing up and then coming back on the court. And it was one of his best games. You would watch him play on the court like he didn't look sick at all.
Yeah.
But the second he walked off, he looked like death.
Wow.
And that's the difference. LeBron would have phoned it in.
Yeah.
Jordan is the Babe Ruth of basketball.
Yeah.
So, you know, people now go, yeah, but Babe Ruth was playing at a time when there wasn't any. Yeah, that's right. Because there was nobody that could
do what he did,
what he was doing.
Yeah.
And the same with Michael Jordan. And so after, post-Michael Jordan, there are a million kids who are observing him, studying him, watching him, emulating him.
And you're going to start seeing the LeBron clones next.
They do it their way. And now you have a league that's not just a league with one Michael Jordan. You have a league where every team has a kind of Michael Jordan.
But here's the problem with that, Rob. These kids are only seeing the part of Michael Jordan that was an offensive game that, you know, they believed the it's a one man team hype. Like they for some reason they believed that hype.
But it wasn't that. Because you got Pippen, you got Stockton, you got everybody else on his team with him that he elevated as well.
Let's talk about Pippen real quick, because Pippen's the main focus of the second episode. And Scottie Pippen was the sixth highest paid player on the Bulls.
Really?
Sixth.
Wow.
122nd highest salary in the league.
Hold on.
He signed a 7-year deal for $36 million when he first came into the league. 7 years at $36 million. Jordan made that in one season.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
now,
crazy.
Who was Rodman was second?
No, I don't know Rodman's salary, but they were focusing on Pippen because you would think, as Jordan's number two.
He got caught right.
But he signed a fucking stupid-ass deal. Well, in the 90s, the starting lineup in the first three was Bill Cartwright, Horace Grant, B.J. Armstrong, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. Or John Paxson with B.J. Armstrong.
Yeah.
The second one was Rodman, Longley, Kukoc, Pippen, Jordan. Or Bill Wennington in center.
Yeah, Rodman, he was a fucking beast with the rebounds.
He was that was his job, and he did it better than anybody ever.
Dude, he was
better
so
than
awesome.
Anybody ever. That dude had hustle.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets the hustle Rodman had. Not even the rebounding ability. That dude was all over the fucking court to get that ball.
Fucking awesome.
He was.
They had it down to a science.
Did I ever tell a story where I met him on here?
No.
No? No.
Do tell.
You met him?
One of the few athletes that's actually nice. This is a good story from an athlete. I'm sure I did, but for the new listeners, I used to work at this club out east. It was a day beach club, and him, Chuck Zito, Ray Lewis, and Magic Johnson was supposed to be there. They all rode Harleys there for like some kind of benefit.
Yeah.
So Rodman's there. He's chilling up on the top deck, and all day, like not all day, but for like a half hour, 45 minutes, this one guy needling him. Yo, Rodman, you fucking suck. The Bulls suck. You fuck. You have a joke. Bro. So Dennis, like, all right, cool. You know, back to his thing. The guy here, he comes again. You fucking loser. You're a joke. All right. Back to his thing. Here he comes again, and Dennis is finally like, dude, all right, like, whatever. Let it go, man. He's like, let it go. You know, so. Now Dennis walks over to the bar. He sees us on the outside bars. Remember the cutouts underneath the bars at Neptune's?
Yeah.
Underneath, and we would go under?
Yes.
Under there, there's this whole, like, tunnel. Not a tunnel system, but, like, a walkway system.
Yeah.
So we can bring beer and ice up without having to walk through the crowd.
Yes.
So Dennis sees that, and he's like, yo, what's down there? And we're like, it's this whole system we have, so we can do it. He's like, can I go down there? I'm like, you're Dennis Rodman. You do whatever the fuck you want. Like, yeah, let's go. So he goes down there. Now, this thing, I had to crouch in certain spots.
Yeah, he's,
you know?
Yeah,
he's almost 7 foot.
Yeah.
Okay? So now he's basically on his knees walking down in here, but he's like, this is the coolest fucking thing ever. He's like, what do you guys, like, hang out down here? We're like, well, yeah, when we're not working, you know, we hang out, and, you know, we'll take a minute and do whatever.
It's kind of a job.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's not a street force.
So now we're walking him out to, like, the exit of the place, like, the actual, like, where you can walk in without going to a bar on the side of the building in a parking lot. And he sees the cooler, and he's like, oh, what's in there? He's like, that's the cooler? We're like, yeah, you know, and he's like, oh, it's awesome. We're like, and sometimes we smoke over here, and he's like, smoke what? We're like, weed. He's like, oh, you guys got weed? We're like, yeah. So he's like, you can smoke with me? We're like, yes, of course we're going to fucking smoke. Dennis Rodman, yes. So I ended up smoking a couple balls with Dennis Rodman.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's a cool story.
And, wow. Like, he couldn't have been nicer. And, like, you would think Dennis Rodman would be kind of a standoff person.
He depends.
And, I didn't think that of him. Yeah. I've heard a lot of horror stories about even Michael Jordan.
No, Jordan is a notorious asshole. They showed in the doc where people ask him for autographs, and he just blows them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodman, is a down-to-earth. Yeah.
I would ask him so many questions about Madonna.
Why?
Just to be curious, you know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Rob. I mean, you're like my age. I mean, you grew up watching Madonna on MTV and shit. So
yeah,
I don't know. That's why, like, all these older guys, they all like love Madonna because they remember that 1984 Madonna where everybody loved her. You see this old gross bag, you know. But like, you know, when we were younger, she was the shit, man. Madonna was fucking hot.
I will say, I remember each phase. I do.
Yeah.
I've always been a metalhead at heart, and so So it wasn't my cup of tea. I do have two sisters.
Of course, of course.
Who loved that kind of music.
Yeah, Jess.
Was always around.
Jess used to dress up in the lace glove and shit, she said.
Really?
Yeah, she used to dress like Madonna and Cyndi Lauper.
That's fucking dope.
It's always, it was in my purview, for sure. It wasn't my thing. But I had a lot of respect for Madonna back in the day because of her push to, you know, be different and to break down norms and lines. And
did she write her own music?
No.
She didn't?
Who, Madonna?
No, Madonna didn't write
She didn't write her own music.
Are you sure? No. I don't know about that.
No. She did not write any music.
What up, Jay Menace?
Now,
I'm going to look that up.
Whether it comes to her melody lines or her lyrics or her vocals, that's a different story. But music, she didn't write anything.
It varies from song to song, ranging from merely adding, changing lyrics to writing songs all on her own. So she did write some songs. Those are probably ones that weren't hits, though.
Says who?
Okay, here. She wrote Deeper, Deeper, Die Another Day, Don't Tell Me, Each Time You Break My Heart. She wrote 66. Well,
you just named a bunch of songs that I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know she. Like a Virgin or.
Beautiful Stranger was kind of a hit. I remember that one.
Which one is that?
I think it was from Austin Powers.
Oh, okay. I think
Beautiful
I know.
Stranger, yeah.
Express yourself.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's a big song.
It says her and Stephen Bray. But she's got
to make it.
Yeah.
Express yourself.
So let me.
I know how it works. Maybe she's just getting the credit. Yeah. But
same with
Like a Prayer, Madonna, Pat Leonard.
She was standing there with somebody and going, I want to say.
Oh, hold up, Rob. Rob, you're wrong. We have a hit here.
What?
We have a hit that is Madonna is the only written credit.
Which one?
Lucky Star.
Oh, huge.
That's a big hit.
Huge.
And she's the only credit.
I love that song.
Yeah, but.
Remember that Bullet Tooth Tony?
I know the song, but no way did she actually write that.
It says only her.
I mean, you know, Courtney Love wrote all those whole songs on, you know, the Miss World album, didn't she?
I will say this. I know that there are a lot of ghost writers in the music industry, just like any industry. There are ghost writers who are willing to take a check to say, don't put my name on this. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
So no, they don't want the credit because it's a joke song.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it for one second. A performer, singer like Fiona Apple, yeah, she writes her shit. She performs her shit. She plays that shit. But you want to talk about Madonna? No way. No way.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You.
No way.
Yeah, Richard, your hair's ugly. I agree with
what
Doug Fox's kid. I like that. I like her moxie. You know, I like it.
Yeah.
I like that she said that about you, because I agree. You're fucking 41 years old, and, you know, you're rocking the M&M fucking hair from 99. Rob, did you see Richie's ridiculous hair?
I like my hair.
No, I can't see anything.
He peroxided his whole fucking head.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, and he grew his hair out. He actually has hair. He kind of looks like Pete Davidson, like fat Pete Davidson.
Fat Pete Davidson. God.
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't know, man. The ladies are loving it.
No, no ladies are loving it.
Pete Davidson look worse is make him fat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah, but Richie, at least you have small eyes.
Yeah.
And you don't have like butthole eyes. He's got like those butthole eyes. You know when people have butthole eyes, they got the dark, like permanent dark circles?
Yeah.
They look like they're almost have black eyes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no. Pete Davidson looks like one of those like rubber things that you squeeze and all the shit pops up, like the face.
The rubber.
Speaking of Eminem, real quick, I saw he's 12 years sober, and that makes perfect sense why his music's been the way it is for the past 12 years. Like, is that coincidental or what, though? Like, let's be honest.
Of course it is.
Like, it's not coincidental, you mean? Because when he's on drugs, his music is a million times better than when he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Of course, I don't promote drug use, especially the abuse he was doing. You know, he probably would have been dead. But, you know, at the sacrifice of good music, you know.
Yeah.
I could say that it's an unfortunate crutch for creative people. I think he is a creative mind. I think that he has used way too many crutches, and once you move those crutches, either you learn to walk again or you just sit.
Yeah.
You know?
Captain Spaulding, I'm sorry. No, Richie can't. No. Simon Phoenix? No. Simon Phoenix is way too cool and badass. Nah. Richie is not anything near Simon Phoenix.
No, nah, I am. No. You know what it is? I'm like Simon Phoenix with a pair of clippers.
Rich, there's a couple things I want to get to. First, rest in peace, Brian Dennehy and the Fink.
Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy, Rambo and Tommy Boy. I mean, other than that, let's be honest.
Gladiator also. I liked him in Gladiator.
Gladiator?
Yeah.
He wasn't in Gladiator. Oh, the Cuba Gooding Jr. one. I'm thinking the good one.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the good one with Russell Crowe.
Yeah, but I love the underground boxing one.
Yeah. Dude, right. I watched No Retreat, No Surrender. I told you the other day, you got to watch it. It's so amazingly bad. Like, if you could somehow find this movie, people, if you have a Fire Stick, No Retreat, No Surrender. It is, like, The Room bad, but, like, awesome to watch bad.
Yeah.
It's such a bad, awesome movie. Rob, did you happen to hear Puddle of Mud cover About a Girl?
Oh my God,
no.
Dude! All right, no. Rob, what are you? You're on your phone right now. Do you have a tablet or access to another phone right now?
Did anybody, no. You guys listening? Listen to what he's telling you right now,
dude.
Look up Puddle of Mud About a Girl.
What I want you to do is first watch Kurt Cobain do it on Unplugged.
Wait, can I play it on here?
No.
Why?
It's serious. We'll get taken down.
But yeah.
Dude,
bad.
Kurt Cobain, when he's doing it, he's sitting there pretty much like the most relaxed you could possibly be, and he's and this guy looks like he's about to have an aneurysm.
No, he's about to take a shit.
And it, Rob, when I tell you how his band members weren't laughing at him, I don't know. Like, you see one guy smirk and almost break, but it is the worst cover you will ever hear.
It's a fucking train wreck.
If Kurt Cobain was alive, he would shoot himself after hearing something. You can't, Rich. Not even like that.
I want to see his face.
He wouldn't shoot himself again.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't shoot himself the first time.
Dude, it is.
For the first time.
As soon as you hang up, dude, look it up, because you're a musician.
I wonder if I should even give attention to that.
No, you should, because it's worth watching for, like, the goof. It is.
But it's given, like, views, dude, I don't want to give to.
No, but no view has been a positive one, trust me. And you can thumbs down it on YouTube.
So, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
It is honestly the worst cover. And how someone put it out there as, like, hey, we'll promote with this. Or how Puddle of Mud let them put it out there.
It's so bad.
It is.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I can't describe how bad it is.
What else do they got?
They have Blurry.
Oh my God! They're listening to the people in the chat. They actually just checked it out. Shoot me now,
Phil the promoter,
bro,
Captain Spaulding.
Please just go watch this fucking. Just like for 2 seconds, go
and again,
watch it.
Then
it's
after
the worst.
Watch Kurt do it. Like, Kurt is like, he's so relaxed and so not screaming at all. Even on the parts where it's like higher, he's just.
It's so fucking bad.
And it's just so. He can't be more mellow. And this guy is trying. What's weird is like.
And he's like.
You could tell he's trying to be like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, and he's trying to stay with feeling, and it's not coming out that
way. But Kurt Cobain, that's who he was. It wasn't a falsity, it wasn't a put on. It was his voice, it was the way he sang, it was the way he did it.
And the feelings that they were like. And. Like, he just didn't get it.
They should have covered it and made it their own, if anything. Yeah. Like, you know your fucking range.
So bad. It was horrible to watch. I felt awkward for him, man. It was fucking horrible.
It really
was. We lost
a
couple of viewers because they're looking at it right now.
That's all right. They'll come back.
They will come back.
Yeah, they'll come back.
So, hey, guys. So, how have you guys been holding up during this coronavirus? I'm sure you guys have spoken about it.
I work every day.
Yeah, honestly, I've been.
Back to work. Yeah,
I've never stopped working.
I thought there was a period where you weren't working.
Nope, never stopped working. Nothing has changed for me.
He's lucky. No, my world has been fucking flipped upside down, but, you know, it is what it is. But I'm surviving. I'm getting through it.
Yeah, we all are. You know, it's been kind of a crazy thing. It's a point where we should appreciate the time that we do have to decompress and get away, and also reevaluate what's going to be important when we get kicked off again and get going again. It's kind of an important thing for us to evaluate, you know, because everything's going to get started again.
Yeah.
We're all going to be back full swing, but hopefully with a new perspective and respect for each other.
Yeah.
Like, we all...
Yo, you see that fucking lightning?
Like, how much we...
Oh, holy shit. What happened?
The lightning.
I didn't see
fucking
any
weather's crazy out there.
Shit, did we lose Rob? Did we lose him?
Yeah, we lost him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get him back in a little bit. All right. I was looking at George Masvidal. Let's talk about him.
Well, for the title fight, turned it down, enough money.
He says it wasn't enough money. This guy's been talking shit to Usman, Kamaru Usman, and they offer him a fight. He rejects it because he demanded some like ridiculous high amount of pay for this, because he knows that if he fights Usman, he's gonna lose. So he hypes it up like, oh, they didn't offer me enough. But it's, you know, everybody that watches, you know, and that is a fan of mixed martial arts knows that if he goes in with Usman, Usman's going to fuck him up.
He's going to fuck him up, but your excuse is you didn't get money, but fuck your money. It's a title fight.
Yeah.
You're here to win titles, right? That's what you're fighting for? Like, the whole reason to be in the UFC is to be a champion, correct? Otherwise, why are you there?
Yeah.
If you're not there to be a champion, then why the fuck are you there?
Yeah.
Go to Bellator and be a fucking circus act. The UFC is the top tier of fighters.
Yeah.
All right? If you're there to fucking fight, you're there to win a title. You get offered a title fight and you turn it down? Who the fuck does that?
Yeah. It's somebody that knows he's going to lose.
Like, and you make money after you win the title.
You see, he wants everybody convinced that he could beat up everybody because he had the run with Diaz and
Askren.
And I get it. You know, you're going off of this wave. You're finally making money after all these years. And you're a cool dude. You are. But, you know, the whole thing with you showing your ass off on your YouTube and, like, calling these guys out and then getting offered the fucking fight and then turning it down because you know that you're not going to beat the guy and your whole BMF is going to go down to shitter if you do lose. Then your stock goes down. I get it. But, dude, come on, man. Like, you want to fight Conor, but you don't want to fight Usman?
Yeah.
You want the easy fight.
Well, he wants
the money fight.
And you know you get the money fight with Conor. Even if you're a nobody, well, Conor's not going to fight a nobody. So whoever that other fighter is, you're seeing a few million dollars in that fight. Yeah.
If you want to fight Conor, beat Usman, get the belt, and then Conor will fight
you. If I'm Conor, I never give him the fight. After doing that, I never give you the fight. Not like, down the road. Never.
Yeah.
Because you're just here to make a few bucks. That's not what my sport is about. And Conor McGregor takes it seriously. He comes from nothing. And so does Masvidal. So he shouldn't be fucking acting that way.
Yeah.
You should be fucking taking that title shot.
After all this time,
yeah.
It was hard for him to strike this fame.
Conor respects fucking the sport a lot. Yeah, he does dumb shit, but he respects the sport. And he's not going to sit there and let somebody get a free fucking ride when he worked his ass off to get where he slept in a fucking van to get where he is.
I bet if you offered Masvidal the same money to fight Conor, he would do it. Because he knows he has a chance of beating Conor. And he knows that he can't beat...
I don't think he could beat Conor. He's too sloppy of a fighter.
He's
not a skilled fighter. He's a brawler.
Yeah.
Conor will fuck up any brawler in the game. Any brawler. They're sloppy. They have openings. They leave themselves open all the time. Conor's too quick and too powerful for that bullshit.
Well, he has a better chance against Conor than he does Usman. Because Usman will put him on the ground and beat the fucking piss out of him.
Yeah, yeah. Usman's strong. That's the thing. He's really fucking strong.
What he did to Woodley was...
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah, yeah. And Woodley's no fucking slouch, dude.
That's his boy.
Woodley's an ex-champion, and when Woodley was doing his run, people were fucking looking at him like, this kid's a problem.
Yeah.
And he was.
Yeah. So now they... All right, so the April 18th, that's done. It's fucked up how... Fight Island is definitely...
Disney shut that shit down.
What do you mean?
Disney shut it down. Well, they said ESPN told them they can't do it, but ESPN's an affiliate of Disney. Disney shut that shit down.
I wonder why.
Because Disney's a family company. You can't have a fucking Mortal Kombat style island. Fucking
no, they're doing it with Fight Island.
No, they're not doing it.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
They just filed like 18 fucking copyrights
they
for it.
They called that off last week, bro.
No, they didn't. It's going on right now, dude. They just fucking filed it.
Yeah, we'll see. But from what I know, it's not happening.
Fight Island is happening. It's already done.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong there.
So, yeah, and this doesn't make any sense. Now they have, what's his face? Fucking Khabib ain't fighting Tony now.
Well, Khabib's a bitch, and he bitched before it got canceled altogether. He bitched out before it got canceled. Let's not forget that.
Because
they were like, well, you know, he can't fly out and get to the... And Russia was like, no, we'll let you fly and go to the fight. And he was like, nah, I'm going to stay here. Yep. And he said no. He bitched out.
Yeah, but he wanted to know where they were fighting, and Dana wouldn't give him a location or something like that. I think that was it.
Who gives a fuck where you're fighting? He'll let you know once he finds it. I'm sure he's not withholding it. He probably didn't have a venue yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's trying to fucking figure it all out, but then it got shut down altogether.
Yeah, but now Tony's fighting Gaethje.
No, UFC altogether is pretty much shut down. There's no UFC right now.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, so who the hell knows what can happen in a few months?
Super
or
Ugly.
Or UFC comes back. Super Ugly.
Yo, Super Ugly, what it is, man, it's Jay Menace.
What up, Menace?
Jay Menace, talk up. We can't hear you. What's up, bro?
All right, hold on. All right, my bad. I had my headphones in. I guess they wasn't working.
Yo, make this quick because we're only on for like another few minutes. How you been?
I'm good, guys. I wanted to hit y'all up two things. One, just to check up on y'all. You know, I've been kind of working the shit myself, so I hadn't heard from y'all. I just wanted to make sure y'all were good and shit, but I see y'all all healthy. I don't know what the fuck is going on the top of Richie's head, but we'll deal with that next
time. Thank you, man.
I'm lonely. There's a quarantine happening, all right?
Richie, I see.
Yo, Menace, actually, this is perfect that you're here. And I see you want to get into Corona stuff. Let's not, please. I'm so done.
No. It wasn't about that. I really just wanted to call and say this, and I'll let you guys get back to what y'all were talking about.
No, I got something I want you to actually stay on for, because it'll be good to have a black perspective in this thing I want to bring up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so all I wanted to say was I am getting so... Actually, I've been past the point, but now I'm done with this Tony and Khabib fight. I'm done. I'm done, bro.
Yeah. A lot of people are fucking many like, times. What the fuck?
And it's Khabib mostly. Like, Tony got injured the one time, but the other four times, I'm pretty sure it was Khabib.
Yeah.
Like, so, I can't do this shit anymore. Like, how many times do you get hyped for something and then it don't happen?
It fucking kills me. I want to see that fight more than anything. And now, so Disney stopped the UFC 249, but they didn't stop Fight Island. He's right about that, Captain Spaulding said.
What?
Now that the Tony and Gaethje fight is on in May, I don't understand why they're not going to do Khabib. Why is Khabib not happening now?
I don't know.
Tony's fighting Justin Gaethje?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now he's fighting Gaethje after this.
Because I think they were like, you know what, Khabib, fuck you. And now it's an interim title. But
everybody wants to see this, though.
Yeah, but Khabib's being a bitch, and he don't want the fight. Clearly he doesn't want the fight.
I don't know.
He's pulling the Mayweather right now. He's going to wait until Ferguson's old and a little fucked up, and then he'll fight him.
Yeah.
He's pulling a Mayweather right now. That's what he's doing.
I was just about to say that. He's pulling a fucking Mayweather right now.
He's doing what Mayweather did with Pacquiao.
Oh, yo, he fucked him up with that. Yeah, he did that shit good.
All right, real quick, I wanted to get into this. I saw this topic brought up, and I asked you to think of some. I don't know if you have them, but five perfect movies. Not five of your favorite movies.
Yeah.
Five movies that you can pretty much universally show anybody and people are going to agree, this is a good movie.
You said some of them of yours already.
I'm going to give my five.
Oh, I want you to give your family one, and I'm going to give you my family one.
My family one is Princess Bride.
Okay. Mine is The Sandlot.
Damn.
See, you might lose some girls with baseball.
Yeah, but everybody loves The Sandlot.
I would say mine because I was listening to another podcast and I heard it come up recently. I'm going to say Monster Squad. I actually like that movie a lot.
Monster Squad. My 4-year-old daughter, it's one of her favorite movies.
Yeah. And I'm actually a member of Monster Squad.
No, you're not actually. Didn't get in. I'm a member.
Well, that and you could say The Goonies also.
Yeah, no, go back and watch the episode. Yeah. Richie specifically was left out of being a member because he was too cool at the time.
No.
Yes.
I do remember that.
You remember that, right, Menace? No. He was too cool at the time, and he was like, oh, I don't care if I'm in it or not. And we were okay, well, then you're not.
No, bullshit.
No, go back and watch it. Look up the show, Super Ugly and Andre Gower.
I don't like this.
Richie is not a member of the Monster Squad. Yes, I am. I'm an official member from Sean. I'm a member. All My daughter is so impressed with that also.
Really?
Because she's only four, and I showed her, I go, look, that's the little boy. Daddy is friends with him. And she's like, really? I go, yeah, Daddy's a member of Monster Squad. She's like, no way. I'm like, yeah? Because, I showed her that movie. She loves it because when the little girl goes, come on, guys, don't be chicken shit, she thinks it's the funniest thing that the little girl cursed.
Yeah.
She's like, if her mom was there and heard her, she'd be in so much trouble.
Frankie said Goonies also. All right, so...
Goonies, I guess, yeah.
Sandlot, Goonies.
I'm not a huge Princess fan Bride. Of Goonies the way other people are, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... I don't.
No, I know you're not.
I think Princess Bride's the winner out of that.
You might be right with that.
I'll go with you on that. The Princess Bride is I would say out of those three, it's probably the closest to perfect. Like, I don't think too many people will argue me on that.
Have you ever heard someone say, I don't like that movie?
No, everybody loves that movie.
If they did, it's because they never watched it.
Yeah. All right, my next one was Rocky.
Rocky. Okay, mine, I picked, what did I pick for that? I think I picked Titanic.
Fuck out of here. That's not even a fucking... That's a joke, dude.
What?
That's a joke.
Well, I had Titanic and Bronx Tale next to each other.
Yeah, both. Demolished by Rocky. Demolished. Both of them.
I have to shout my baby girl out. That's her favorite movie, and I didn't like it until I watched it.
Which one is that?
Avatar. Give me shit in the chat. Give me shit. I'm going to say Avatar.
Avatar has boring spots, bro. Avatar has a lot of boring spots.
Mm. Okay. The next one for mine is Pulp Fiction.
That's not universal. A lot of people don't understand what's going on.
Really?
Yes, dude. Even when it came out, people didn't like it because they didn't like the order it was in.
Okay, so pick the one that you...
My next was Breakfast Club.
Okay. I'm going to say the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
Horror's not universal. Yeah.
If you pick,
Breakfast Club.
If you pick Breakfast Club, that matches that on my list would be The Karate Kid.
I think Breakfast Club beats that.
No, Karate Kid beats The Breakfast Club.
For us, I get it, but I think you have to think women. You have to think outside.
Yeah,
The Breakfast Club.
Let me take off A Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm going to insert Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Good one. That's a fucking good one.
Yeah.
Everybody,
females love Ferris.
All right, my next one is sort of horror-ish, but not full-blown horror.
Mine too.
Jaws.
Mine is Silence of the Lambs.
You're an idiot.
What? Silence of the Lambs?
Dude, really? Some people don't want to watch people get mutilated.
Well, look, you have a shark killing people.
Yeah, but that's Jaws. Dude, everybody's seen Jaws. Everybody loves Jaws.
Silence of the Lambs.
No, not
everybody
has. It's
one of the critically acclaimed, one of the best movies ever.
Yes, it's a very... But, dude, think of Middle America, Barbara, who wants to fucking, you know, go to church every Sunday, and she's not watching Silence of the Lambs. She'll watch Jaws.
How do you stand on that?
Because Jaws isn't a fucking serial killer peeling someone's face off and wearing it.
Yeah, Jaws is more like a monster.
Are you kidding me, dude? Come on. A girl in a fucking well being fucking tormented.
This is rigged.
It's very different. My last one, and it's kind of a newer one, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I love that movie. I really do. I'm not going to lie to you. I love the first... Wait, you're talking about...
That's a solid five, isn't it, Menace? That's a solid five.
Oh, man. I'm going to say Beverly Hills Cop.
I love Beverly Hills Cop.
Come on. That's not universal, though.
Yo, listen, Menace, tell me this part with the fucking...
With Balky?
Okay, when they're in the bar, right? And Mikey, he's talking to Mikey. And he's like, yo, why don't you tell me, man? He's like, why? You didn't know? He's like, I love you, man. It just develops the relationship.
I don't remember that movie like that.
I see why Eddie Murphy is an A-list.
Okay, well, listen. Well, Mikey goes to see him in the beginning of the movie with those
yeah,
things.
Dude, again, you're speaking Chinese. I don't know it like that. I've watched Beverly Hills Cop maybe once fully.
Beverly Hills Cop is fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, I...
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know.
Wait, hold on, Rocky. You the movie guy. I thought you was on this shit.
Beverly Hills Cop is so...
I don't own it, actually. I don't own Beverly Hills Cop.
You have to watch that. That's the movie's so good.
Yeah, I know. I'm not putting it down.
Give it another chance, man.
No, I'm not putting it down. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just I never really watched it like that.
Jay, the scene with him and Mikey in the beginning of the movie. Tell me that scene ain't dope.
Okay, wait, hold on. You broke up a little bit. What'd you say?
I said the scene in the beginning with him and Mikey at the bar. And, it, you know, they're going over on how they used to get in trouble together and shit.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. The fucking movie's awesome.
Everyone should go watch that scene. all right, it's today. What's up?
Out of all the movies y'all named, the two I've watched the most were Jaws and Rocky, which is crazy. So I think Rocky won.
Yo, Jaws is on all the time on the cable channels, like the HBOs and all those. Jaws is on at least once a day. I fucking find that movie on the guide every fucking day. That movie is always on, and I watch it every I'm like, it's like Rocky, where if it's on, I put it on as like almost like comfort food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that makes sense, like a comfort movie, I guess. Like you just know it so well, and you know you're just gonna enjoy it.
I like going to sleep to Alien with Sigourney Weaver.
But I didn't know if it would fit in the criteria. I was gonna say that.
No,
what Alien? Yeah. Alien's a very comfortable movie for me to like go to sleep to.
Movies.
I like them.
I don't like them.
You know, another. The first Terminator is a good movie to go to sleep to.
See, that
also.
One, too, I don't care for.
Nah, it's just,
oh,
I don't know.
God. Rocky, you're killing me right
now. I'm not saying they're bad or, like, I think they're bad movies. I just don't, like, they're never movies I want to go back and see.
Okay, Rocky, last thing, and then I'll get off and let y'all handle y'all thing. Okay, so, for example, say I pulled up to your house, you pulled up to my house, and you had one movie that you could suggest, like something that I may have not seen or something a little bit before my time. You got one opportunity to make an impression on me with your movie pick. You, Richie, you can go to if you want to. What movie would you put on for me to see?
Yo, he's black, too. You got to think of that. Probably like Get Rich or Die Trying. No, I'm just kidding.
Menace to Society, Boys in the Hood, Juice, New Jack City, Friday, Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace while drinking your juice in South Central.
Baby Boy, Soul Plane.
My name is Toby.
Roots. We could watch the whole series of Roots. Django Unchained.
Oh my God.
American History X.
Fucking Friday. Goddamn
money.
Belly.
Triumph of the Will. No one gets that reference.
Belly Part 2 of the game.
No, but if I had to pull up like that and do that, and like probably Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights, probably. Because it's funny, there's a lot of drama, and it's such a good fucking movie. Like, that's one of my favorite movies. It's top five for me. I absolutely adore that fucking movie. I think it's such a brilliant fucking movie. There's a perfect blend of everything. Like you
that
get
movie I've actually never seen from beginning to end.
Oh, dude.
Pieces, but I've never seen Boogie Nights.
Dude, that is a must see.
It's a great movie.
For the drug den scene alone. But I mean that scene, I'm not just saying that's the only good scene, but that scene, Mark, you watch Mark Wahlberg during that scene.
Oh, it's genius.
It is one of the best performances you will see in your life.
Yeah, you really think he's fucked up.
Like. Yeah, and then his paranoia of like, we need to get the fuck out of here. And he's not saying a word, but you know everything running through his fucking head.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
It's fucked up.
It's such a good scene. And
it's a must watch. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Menace,
we love you, brother. We gotta go. We're running late.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all stay safe. Everybody out there, Super Ugly for Life, man.
All right.
Earl, those are the most non-universal movies ever. He goes, Star Wars, which, all right, I can kind of give you that. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Batman 1989, Big Trouble in Little China, and The Hollywood Nights. I've never even heard of that one, and I'm a movie guy.
I mean, I love Big Trouble in Little China, but I think everybody loves Big Trouble in Little China.
Nah, it's not for everyone, dude. It's not for everyone. All right, guys, that's it. We're getting out of here. Super Ugly Show, thanks for checking us out. If you're listening to us on the brand and you're listening to the audio version only, we are live every Tuesday night on YouTube, starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we are followed by Unfiltered Marriage at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is coming up next, by the way, so stay tuned. Go to russosbrand.com right now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 new shows every single week from the likes of us, Unfiltered Marriage, Vince Russo, Disco Inferno, Bin Hameen, Stevie Richards, Will Russo, Jeff Lane, Goldilocks, a whole bevy of fucking people. It's an awesome camp over there. I think we have Shane Douglas also, I think. But it's fantastic. Russo'sBrand.com. Go over there now. $3.95. Sign up. It's less than a dollar a week. Why aren't you doing it? Opie Radio. Go to OpieRadio.com. Subscribe to his podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check out the Opster. This week he had a show for Vic Henley and another coronavirus update with, I forget the guy's name right now. But whatever. Go to Opie Radio. Subscribe. His podcast is awesome. We love the Opster. StatementGames.com. Go to Statement Games and just get some traffic over there. I don't know. I saw that they were posting stuff and they had still a contest going on. So go check out. See what they're doing. Maybe you can win a prize. It's absolutely free. StatementGames.com. We love those guys. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is up next. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.